The Baal Tumah makes a very interesting ha'ara in the parsha and describing the way the masaos, the travels, worked in the midbar and carrying the various kalim. And the Baal Tumah points out that when describing the movement of the Aron and the Mizbech and Nechoshes was the outer Mizbech, the larger Mizbech made of copper. So the pasuk describes that when it comes to the Aron and Mizbech and Nechoshes, it says, Visamu Badav. But when it comes to the Mizbech Azav, the smaller one, the golden one, the Mizbech HaKtoris that was inside the Mishkan, and when it comes to the Shulchan and the menorah, the pasuk says, Visamu Es Badav. So why does it say Samu Badav by the Aron and the Mizbech and Nechoshes, but it says Samu Es Badav when it comes to the Shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazav? So the Baal Turim, in his very terse way, explains something. The Maral Diskin quotes to his Rebbe, very nice pshat, and how to teach the Pesukim. And the Maral Diskin explains at the end of the Parsha that when the words Visamu Es Badav is used, so that's referring to placing the badim, placing the poles inside the kalim in order to carry them. But when it says visamu badav without the S, so that means lisakin osam hetev, to fix them strong. That's the tradition that the Baal Diskin heard from his Rebbe. So again, samu es badav is just to slide the poles in. Visamu badav is to strengthen it, fix it in the proper way. And with this yesod, the Maral Diskin explains the following. So it makes sense when it comes to the Shulchan and the Mizbech HaZahav. It says, Visamu Es Badav. Because when the Mishkan was encamped to Klai Yisrael around them, and there was activity in the Mishkan, there were no Badim, there were no poles that were in the Shulchan, there were no poles that were in the Mizbech HaZahav. It was only when it came time to move and to travel, you had to place the poles back in the Mizbeach Hazav and place the poles back into the Shulchan. And that's why it says, Visamu Es Badav, you should place the Badav, place the poles in the Shulchan and in the Mizbeach Hazav, the smaller golden Mizbeach. But with respect to the Aron, the Tabalos of the Aron were always in the Aron. There's an Isser Deraisa to remove the poles of the Aron ever, even when the Mishkan is stationed. There's an issur to remove it. The Gemara Numa points out in Ayin Beis. It's one of three Isurim that have to do with the building of the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna and the various Kalim. So one of the Isurim is to remove the Badim. So the Badim were always there in the Aron. So there's no need to say Visamu Es Bada because they were already there. So the only thing necessary was to fix them and make sure everything's aligned, because the Gemara says that the poles could slide back and forth, but they can never get removed. Misparkin vein nishmatim. They could slide, but they're not going to ever come out the way it was created, because the ends of the poles were too thick, they wouldn't fit through the links. So they always remain there. So it doesn't say Visamu Es Badav, but it says Visamu Badav, fix them. You should fix them well, says the Maral Diskin. You don't want one end being longer than the other. You want it to be evenly weighted to make it easy to carry. So the big question then is, when it comes to Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was the outer Mizbeach. It was quite large, and it was filled with dirt, and it did not have Badim. It didn't have poles when it was stationed, when the Mishkan was in one place. So you should have to say Visamu Es Badav. You should have to place the poles inside through the loops, through the links of the Mizbeach Nechoshes. So why does it say Visamu Badav? Just to fix them as if they were there already. So the Maral Diskin explains from his Rebbe that the explanation is that you have to fix it well. It's not enough Visamu Es Badav. When it comes to the Shulchan, when it comes to Mizbeach Azav, you could say Visamu Es Badav. Just place the poles in. You didn't have to make sure they're evenly balanced. But when it came to the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, you have to not only place them in, but you have to make sure they're Samu Badav. They were fixed. They were strong. They were strong in there. Why? Because he quotes from the Malbim, based in a Medjush, that the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, this copper Mizbeach that was outside, had no bottom and had no top to it. It just had the four walls of this Mizbeach. It was four luchos, but it was a hole. The top and bottom was a hole. And whenever they camped, they placed the Mizbeach down and filled it up with dirt. So there's a lot of dirt now filling up the Mizbeach. It was Mali Adama, filled with Mizbeach. And then there was fire on top that they would burn, the Ma'arach on top of the Mizbeach and the Choshes. And that's all what happened when it was during the encampment. When it came time to leave, so how are you going to move this? You had to pick the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, which is Eser Amos, which is pretty tall, 10 Amos high. You had to lift it up over the dirt. You're not going to start scooping the dirt out of it, but you're going to lift it up over the dirt. And you have to add a lot of strength, and therefore make it very even. So Pashup Shat says the Maral Diskin is, since it was so hard, you had to tzarech lahachzik bebadav, you had to strengthen the poles. That's why it says v'samu badav. So in order to lift it up over the dirt, so the dirt all falls out, and this way you don't break the poles, you don't break the mizbeach, and for that reason it says v'samu badav with respect to the mizbeach and the choshes as well. That was a very nice shot, just reading the psukim, a very simple taich. Mirat Hashem, we should be zoche to the base of Migdash, where there's no need to travel anymore, no badim anymore, everything's in station, there's no poles. Mirat Hashem, we should be zoche to it very soon. Have a wonderful Shabbos.